My name is Hamad Al-Oufi. I'm from the Sultanate of Oman. I have a PhD in Fisheries Economics and Management from the United Kingdom in 1999. And I was an academic staff at Sultan Qaboos University, teaching courses related to marine and fisheries. And then 12 years back, I moved to the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries as Undersecretary.
How the people understand fisheries in your country?
For a long time, for centuries, Oman was dominating the Indian Ocean, the maritime trade, and they've been to China, Africa, everywhere. And that culture has been transferred through generation. And so the fishing is appreciated very much in Oman by the youth generation. And especially nowadays with the government support, the government put it in the hot spot, because it's one of the programs for the government efforts to diversify away from the hydrocarbons. And the reward from fishing and aquaculture and activities is good, compared to other sectors. We are working very hard in the ministry to make sure that the income of fishermen is equivalent to income in other, similar sectors.
How about aquaculture?
Well, look, aquaculture is a new sector in Oman. We don't have history of fish farming in Oman. It's introduced recently. FOGs, the policies helping us with that. And we started launching the project 5 years back. I think with the training for the local Omanis. But you need some international experts sometime who get the business oriented, the business arm, to take projects from ground into success.
Let's talk about your strategy regarding Africa, Eastern Africa, for instance. You came in, there is a representative, a big delegation came to Tanzania and then to Comoros. What are you looking for exactly with Africa, Eastern Africa?
Well, I think historically there has been very strong ties with Eastern Africa and Comoros Island, and we want to maintain that tie and strengthen it. And we can see that the potential for Africa and the growth rate in Africa will be tremendous. And all the world is focusing on Africa now. So I think we want to grab the opportunity. There is big connection between Oman and East Africa. And we want to maintain that link.
There will be a conference on December, a big conference in Comoros regarding Oman and Africa. Right. Regarding this conference on blue economy, what is the lesson, what is the outcome that actually can be useful?
I think the potential is huge. You need only to make sure that you have the right framework, the right environment for investors to come, local and international. And then also the ways of financing these projects, either government had to invest in the infrastructure first, and then private sector will come. You have to have some innovative way of financing projects. And then you have to look for other partners, development banks or bonds or whatever, facilities available to you that you need to use and make your projects progressing.
This interview was done by Umi Ahmed Mikidash in parallel of the Conference on Blue Economy in Africa.